We have really from Donegal Bay, you're talking about from Bundoran right around through to Glenhead, with a massive array of entertainment and activities from the surfing in the Bundoran and Ballyshannon area to the sea swimming and the Blue Flag beaches. We've got three lighthouses obviously in the bay. And we've got a lot of the activities from the cruise ships coming into Killybegs port, the tuna fishing that's going on. So really and truly, when you look at it, it's a complete necklace already there of activity that really could be harnessed in on and advertised and marketed as a destination. Donegal Bay is the largest bay in the country, and it's sheltered and really, really accessible and very scenic. So it really is, in my opinion, it's a no-brainer to deal with this and bring it to the fore.
And perhaps this is a way that Donegal can be viewed differently. We have the tourism initiative, the Wild Atlantic Way, which spans the entire west coast of Ireland. Do you see this perhaps as a way Donegal can market itself independently from that, or perhaps a part of it, but it can stand out from the crowd using perhaps a blue way like you've described?
Yeah, I think absolutely. But I think we work well with the Wild Atlantic Way, because that obviously that there's no point in reinventing the wheel either. It is there. It is marketed very, very well. It has been hugely successful for Donegal. There's no doubt about that. And this just, I suppose, another cog in the wheel